This country's lack of a coherent policy on immigration means that people who spend their lives in the U.S. can still run into deportation problems. Non-citizens who volunteer for the U.S. military, for instance, thinking it will help them get citizenship, can find out quickly after their service that the medals they may have earned don't protect them from deportation. Getting in trouble with the law can mean facing deportation, and having been in uniform is suddenly no argument for citizenship. If you want to hear war stories, U.S. war stories, in Spanish, go to Tijuana, Mexico. It's become a haven for waiting veterans, waiting for their VA benefits, waiting for a chance to return to family. Stories of two different kinds of wars. Dorian Marina is a reporter for station KPCC in Los Angeles and is a contributor to the American Homefront Project. His series on veteran deportations today takes us to Tijuana.
Signs of American military life are everywhere in this cramped Tijuana apartment. A U.S. flag hangs on the wall. Army patches cover a camouflaged backpack. Former paratrooper Hector Barajas has turned his home into a shelter for veterans deported back to Mexico.
So I sleep here as well. This is my bunk.
There are three more cots upstairs and a tiny kitchen Barajas refers to as a chow hall. Together, the vets call this place the bunker. Tijuana attracts the vets for its proximity to the U.S. Many left Mexico as children, and many still have families on the other side. It's hard at first, says Barajas, who was last deported in 2010.
So it was very difficult to transition the first couple months, and that's part of our job here is to make it easier for the men to find work, which we're doing as well, helping them find their IDs, where to go get their driver's license. But it was difficult when you don't really have anybody to help you out with that.
The VA says it doesn't count how many vets have been deported, and ICE, which handles deportations, doesn't track which deportees have military backgrounds. But Barajas has a database of about 350 deported veterans, and he estimates there are a lot more. Barajas himself served two stints in the Army, including in the 82nd Airborne. But when he got out, he ran into trouble with the law. In 2002, he was sentenced to 3 years in prison for discharging a firearm from a vehicle. After prison, he was deported, but then re-entered the U.S. illegally and was deported again in 2010.
I paid dearly for it, and I am taking responsibility for putting myself in that position. And as far as being a productive member of society, you know, let's move forward.
Since then, he's stayed out of trouble. In March, California Governor Jerry Brown pardoned Barajas and two other vets, noting their honorable service in the military. Barajas is hoping to get his legal status back and return to the U.S. For now, he spends his time helping other deported vets. Jesus Juarez shuffles with a cane into the shelter from the busy street outside. He pulls up his jean cuffs to reveal huge scars around his knees. He's 61.
Blew up both knees. I have all my medical records. It's all on there, you know.
Juarez says a doctor in Tijuana told him he needs prosthetics, but he can't afford them. There are no VA doctors in Tijuana, so he and other vets can't access their health benefits.
Look at that surgery. There. They're all cut up, both of them, man.
His injuries came in a training accident while he was in the Marines in the 1970s that also left him with memory loss. Then his father suddenly died. He left the military with an other-than-honorable discharge. He was deported after being convicted in 1997 for drug possession in San Diego. That followed other problems with the law, including an attempted robbery conviction a decade earlier. He says since those days, he's cleaned up and hopes to one day return to the U.S.
If we were willing to give our lives for the country, I think we should be able to live there. You know, that's my place, you know.
Some deported veterans could get help from legislation in California that would set up a legal aid fund for them. Meanwhile, in Congress, Democrat Joaquin Castro of Texas says he plans to introduce a measure to help service members get their citizenship and prevent deportations for veterans who run afoul of the law.
If there is punishment to be had for a crime that was committed, that punishment should be meted out in a U.S. jail or a U.S. prison. But the person should be in the United States.
Back in Tijuana, Hector Barajas hopes to soon rejoin his family, including his 11-year-old daughter in Southern California. But hanging by the cot where he sleeps are metal tags reminding him that time is running out for other vets.
These are dog tags of some of the men that have died due to lack of medical health care. Six tags, but there's 10 people that have actually died. And up there we have one of the brothers who had died of pulmonary fibrosis.
Barajas says deported veterans face a harsh reality. Barred from the U.S. while alive, they're eligible to return when they die. to be buried with other veterans on American soil. In Tijuana, I'm Dorian Marina.
Dorian Marina is a reporter for station KPCC in Los Angeles and is a contributor to the American Homefront Project.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.